This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. In last night's State of the Union speech, President Obama focused on income inequality, wages, jobs, and the U.S. middle class. And yes, he did get around to his signature domestic policy achievement, the Affordable Care Act. Here he is talking about enrollment.
More than 9 million Americans have signed up for private health insurance or Medicaid coverage. 9 million.
We got Marketplace's healthcare reporter Dan Gorenstein to do a little fact-checking. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Lizzie.
All right, 9 million. How solid is that number?
Yeah, you can slip into some quicksand real fast here, Lizzie. Look, let's be clear. Technically, 9 million is accurate. About 3 million people have enrolled through the federal or state health exchanges, and about 6 million have signed up for Medicaid, the program that's primarily for the low-income Americans. But remember, here's the thing. Insurance isn't static. People are signing up and re-enrolling all the time. So 9 million doesn't really mean 9 million new people signed up. For example, Medicaid, some people are getting access due to the Medicaid expansion, which started this year, but some already have. Had Medicaid and are just re-enrolling. These numbers should get clear, though, in the next couple of months.
One of the goals of the ACA was to get coverage for people who didn't have insurance before. Do we know how many new people are getting insurance?
Look, that's another unknown, Lizzie. Earlier this month, a survey came out from McKinsey & Company showing that only about 11% of people who bought policies on the exchanges were previously uninsured. Let's remember, though, those numbers are not confirmed, and it's expected to change by the March 31st deadline.
The president also said if misfortune strikes, you don't have to lose everything. Kind of the point of insurance. Put some numbers behind that for us.
Yet that line needs some context. Under the ACA, they're out-of-pocket maximums for how much you're going to have to pay if things get really bad, about $6,000 for an individual, $13,000 for a family. But those caps don't apply if you see a doctor who isn't in your network. We all know, Lizzie, that healthcare is really complicated, and people have got to understand how this works.
So you're watching it for us. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.